Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
They said it now while we wait for Robert Spillane, who will join us on Patriots Friday momentarily. They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city. So whether they drive or construct or operate heavy machinery or care for others, please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. There's $1,000 cash on the line in addition to other things if they are chosen as the big winner. So, all right, where do you want to start, Chime?
Well, Greg, I think we have to start with what happened in last night's game where Dak Prescott was spit on by Jalen Carter, an absolute loogie right on his chest. Dak Prescott talked about the entire situation, kind of what led to that moment after the game. Here was Dak.
It was trolling, I guess you could say, trying to mess with Tyler Booker. I was just looking at him. I was right here by the two linemen. And yes, I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my lineman. I just spit ahead. But I'd say he was back there where Jory was in that sense. And he asked, or he goes, "You trying to spit on me?" At that point, I mean, I felt like he was insulting me. Like, I wouldn't spit on somebody. I'm damn sure not trying to spit on you. Like, we're about to play a game. I'm wondering why you're trying to mess with the rookie. So when I stepped through, I actually said the words, like, "What the hell would I, excuse me, but I'm probably even more colorful. What would I need to spit on you for?" And he just spit on me in that moment, and it was more of a surprise than anything. Refs obviously saw it through the flag. I was like, hell yeah, we get 15 yards to start the game off. Didn't realize he was getting ejected. Unfortunate that he did. Hell of a player. Changed our plan and our blocking scheme, as I told y'all right before the week, that we're going to protect against him. So helped in that manner, but I don't wish for anybody to get out of the game. I'm sure he probably regrets that to some extent. I'm pretty sure he knows I didn't try to spit on him or wasn't even aiming to spit on him.
Disgusting, by the
way. Yeah, you don't do that.
Is there anything that one can do to another that is more disgusting than spitting on them?
Nope.
Now, you have been saying it all morning. Dak did spit, but it wasn't a well targeted spit. If he was intending to spit at
it was just
another.
Spitting on the ground. Like yes. I believe a lot of players do that throughout the game.
Yeah.
Gotta give him that huck. And spit on that thing. You get me?
The best, if anybody ever spits on you, it happened to my friend in college,
He
had the best comeback after. He said, "Your breath smells."
Really?
And it ends the whole thing.
Okay. No. They spit on you, you bust them to the white meat, Courtney. Yeah. That's worse. You could do whatever you want.
I don't
slap
think I could
me.
Hit someone.
Huh?
I don't think I could hit
if somebody. They spit on you,
I don't
that's
know.
Like, oh, that's so degrading.
It would hurt me more than them, I think.
Have you ever been in a fight?
I've slapped a boy across the face once.
Really?
In high school.
What happened?
Oh, he was cheating on me. So.
Oh, holy cow. This is never, a recurring theme.
Yeah, I was waiting for him after his basketball game.
You've never been in a girl fight?
No.
No cat fight?
No. I use my words.
Oh.
they can sometimes they can be more hurtful than
well sometimes
violence.
It's deserved.
Yes.
But if they spit on you, you got the green light to go ahead.
Oh, let's talk to Robert Spillane because he has work to do. And on a Patriots Friday, he is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags through the store and save on the items that you buy most. And Robert Spillane of the New England Patriots is also brought to you this morning by FindMassMoney.gov. Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
How's it going? Good. How are you?
Have you ever been spit on in game?
Yeah, football. There's a lot of crazy things that happen in football. Sad to see something like that happen last night. Really is. Two great players, two faces of the league. Hate to see it happen.
Mm-mm. You spit on me, it's up. So, Robert, when you look at this game here, you're going against your former team. What's that mean for you? Because I remember playing against the Patriots when I played for Minnesota, and I wanted to absolutely destroy them, not only win the game, but individually have a great game. What's your feeling heading into this game against your former team?
Yeah, to me, this is the most important game in the season. Why? Because it's the next one. We prepare for 17 games one at a time. Just so happens to be the Raiders, the team that I played for the past 2 years. Got a lot of great friends still in that building, but it's 1 week at a time, and we're putting all our eggs into this one basket for this game, and we'll do that for week two as well.
Robert, you've had preseasons with the Titans, the Steelers, like Wiggy said, the Raiders. Where would you compare this Patriots preseason among the other ones you've experienced?
I'm really excited about our guys. The defense in specific, the guys I get to work with most. Really proud of how we all came to work this off season, and Sunday is just an opportunity for us to put it on display.
What was your experience like with – were you with Josh McDaniels when he was in Vegas?
Yeah, Coach Josh brought me out to Vegas.
What was he like as a coach, and why do you think that ended abruptly?
You know, I think he's a really good coach. He pours his heart and soul into game planning, into preparing on a weekly basis. He's consistent. He tries to get everyone on the same page. So I'm excited to see what he has prepared for the Raiders this week.
Well, what's it mean to you to be a captain of this football team?
It means that my teammates have confidence in me to be a good person both on and off the field. It's an honor and a blessing, and I truly hope to make them proud with my play style and my leadership abilities on and off the field.
Robert, you talk about your play style. Obviously, a middle linebacker, you got to be able to make tackles. I know it's difficult because you hadn't seen much of Aston Jeanty. What are some of the problems that he can present to you guys, especially being a shorter, shiftier running back?
Yeah, he has some elite traits as a running back. I think he's going to be a great player in this league for a very long time to come. We have to do a great job getting 11 hats to the ball. He's going to break tackles. He's going to find a way to get to the second level, so we got to be able to bring him down on a consistent basis.
Robert, as a captain, when you consider this preseason and the media attention you guys have gotten with Mike Vrabel being the new head coach, a lot of new faces on this team, how do you get your younger guys especially to block out the outside noise, to not worry about what the media is saying or where they have you in preseason standings?
Yeah, just try to be there for those young guys. Try to look them in their eyes and tell them that this is football. They've been playing this game their whole lives. Trust themselves. Go out there and have fun. And that is a big big part of being a leader, trying to look people in the eyes and see who's ready to go, who might need a little pick-me-up, and move forward.
Robert, I know that Will Campbell is dealing with an ankle injury. What have you told him and the rest of the offensive line that they need to do when it comes to blocking a guy like Max Crosby and, you know, and the problems that he can present?
Yeah, they spend probably 8 hours a day with their coach on how to block Max Crosby and the guys with the Raiders. I don't need to tell them anything. I know Will Campbell's coming here every day, willing to work, willing to get better. And his coach, I'm sure, has been coaching him up very hard, as my linebacker coach does for me. So, same thing.
Was there any, like, advice you would say, oh, he loves the speed rush, he loves, you know, speed to power, he loves the, you
I mean,
know.
This is literally what they do for a living. They watch film on him all day, every day. They don't need to hear it from me. Tell them, yeah, Max is relentless. He will never stop on a play. He will always go till the echo of the whistle. Yeah, for me, it's the motor with Max. He never stops. He's the hardest working player in the NFL on a consistent basis. So he's a tough block. It's going to be tough to block him.
Yeah, you have to forgive Wiggy because he played in the NFL for the Patriots before film existed. So just.
Well, no, I always like to pick the brain of the defensive guys, or, you know, maybe to see what made, you know, guys special. So, you know, having Max and, you know, Robert talks about his motor. So that's something that they got to make sure they don't stop moving their feet.
Not to mention he's one of the most talented players as well. So. When you have that combination of talent and motor and size and length, he's a tough player to block.
Robert, we thank you for taking the time, and we wish you luck for Sunday. So go.
I appreciate you guys. Appreciate, have a good one.
Appreciate you. All right, that's Robert Splane. And
I have a question for you, Greg. just to try and stay on brand today, what is better in your view, Sinners? Or the Spillane interview?
I mean, the man is focused on football.
He is.
Clearly.
He is that.
At least
clearly.
The phone was good.
Can yeah, the
play
phone
bingo
was very good.
With cliches.
The phone was very good.
Clearly.
But I would be like, if you know, this is me personally, but maybe I'm just from a different time. I watch film. I get my coaches. But I would go up to Robert and I'd say, hey, listen, yes. You were with Max.
Nope.
What makes him?
They don't need him to tell them anything about right. that. That's their job.
Well, I also wonder if the Mike Vrabel effect of not speaking for others plays into the way in which Robert Spillane answers questions.
Good
because
point.
He really doesn't talk about other people. And if you ask about other people, he doesn't give.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oof. I know his... grandfather won a Heisman. Maybe we can sub the grandfather in every once in a while during the interview.
Talk about that.
Heisman winner at Notre Dame, baby.
Well, we should bring up the...
I was going to, but I just felt like he wanted to be onto football.
Huh?
I felt like
it's I was
like
trying to ask him all football questions.
I know you were. You're
it's like a me. Desert dry humor.
All right. Is there, Shime, anything else they said it wise that we should get to?
Yeah, definitely. Let's go to one of the coordinators that Curtis asked Robert Spillane about, one Josh McDaniels. He spoke to the media and was asked about his expectations for Drake May. Here was Josh McDaniels.
You know, I mean, he's the quarterback of our football team. And so I've always had high expectations for the quarterback room in general. I know how hard they work. So I have confidence in his preparation. I know there's going to be opportunities to improve as we go through every day, every week. It's my first opportunity to coach a game with him and with a lot of our guys. You know, so I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot, but I always go in, you know, my feelings are always based on what I see every day and how hard they work and what they put into it. And I couldn't ask Drake to do more than what he's doing. He's trying to understand exactly what we're doing. He's really you know, trying to be as well versed as he can on what we know from the Raiders. But just looking forward to going out there and watching him play and seeing our entire group out there together.
So he's trying to understand what they're doing, and I would assume, Wiggy, you know, Josh McDaniels' system more difficult to understand than the one he played under last season, I would assume.
Yeah, I think, like, we've seen it, like, it's all part of the Charlie Weiss system, and you know, they all put their own little spin on it, whether it's Josh or whether it's Billy O, and I think that, you know, for a quarterback, the terminology, I think, is the hottest part for a lot of these guys. Because if you look at guys that come out of college, every play, what are they doing? Offensive guys. There's no huddling. They're looking at the sideline and basically being told what to do. Now you're coming in, you have to learn these words.
Right. Very difficult for somebody like Ocho Cinco.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he came from a number system, right? A number system, for example, and I don't want to get too deep into the football weeds here.
No, no, get deep into it.
You know, for the number system, if they say, you know, let's say they say Brown right, 475. It tells the guy you're running a four route.
The X, the Z, vertical route.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Thank you, Glenn.
The other guy's running a seven route. The other guy's running a five route. It's that simple. Versus where if they come in and they say, okay, we're going Brown right, you know, two jet Verizon, squirrely squirrel. Now it's like, okay, I got to remember.
Don't forget the can.
Yeah, I got to remember. Can. Be alert for the can. I got to remember what Verizon means. Then I got to remember what squirrely squirrel means.
Did you ever in your history of playing football at the UFL, NFL, college, mm-hmm. Marshall, Georgia, see a team run chimes, play action down the seam?
Curtis, yeah, in my time of playing, not very often. Yeah, I think chime was on
a lot more east-west motion there, too. Like, yeah.
But I think that's what it is. So imagine being a player and having to learn that terminology, just that one spot, and have to figure out what you do versus, like, maybe you're the quarterback and you have to learn
all of it,
what everybody's doing.
Speaking of that seam pass, by the way, how many times was Dak Prescott trying to kill his tight end last night?
Oh, man.
He should have The hospital balls were unbelievable.
You got to be careful. But there was a couple times. I know you're going to – at that point in time, like, you know you're going to get hit. Just catch the football. And I think that's what they were telling Ferguson when he got his head taken off.
Wiggy, what do you think about Brady's take where he says the NFL rules are backwards, that it should be the job of the quarterback to protect the receiver, not the job of the defense not to hit him over the middle?
I'm all for it, right? Because you as a quarterback, you can see what's going on behind me as I'm running, right? I can't see because I'm focused on you. So you got to keep me out of harm's way. So if you see that, you might have to put some juice on that thing so it can get there so I can catch it and then protect myself.
Yeah.
Or you got to see the flat defender, or you got to see the safety coming down who won't take my head off. So it is part of the quarterback to understand, give me a ball that's not going to kill me. Throw it a little bit behind so I have to slow down and stop where you're not leading me into. You know, we used to call it out. I don't want to get dragged out of the club boots first. So don't put me in that position.
Especially that ball in the end zone last night. Like, because I think Blankenship wasn't going to hit him in the head, mm-hmm. but because Ferguson kind of had to lay out for it because it was such an inaccurate pass, he just was right in the way of where Blankenship was hitting. Because otherwise it would have been, if Ferguson's standing up, that's right in the strike zone. Right.
And it's got to be hard for these defensive players too, because you're going full speed and they tell you now you can't hit a guy and he's defenseless, where before it used to be like separate the man from the football. Now these guys, they have to be able to react and judge. Can you imagine running full speed and then you see this guy laying out and you got to be able to try to avoid him and not hit him?
Yeah.
So it's got to be hard for those defensive guys.
And imagine being in YouTube jail while all of that was going
yes.
on.
Well, I did get to see that one. I didn't go to YouTube jail until like late in the third quarter. Well, Shine told me
we figured out what the problem is during a break.
Tonight's game
which I'm so happy about. There's a legit box in the living room. But the bedroom box is just for movies?
Yeah, the bedroom box is just for
movies. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah, well, you know. But I'm changing all that because I'm getting the same box that I have in the living room. I'm getting it in the bedroom.
Ooh. Okay.
So then I won't have any more issues.
Okay.
So then I don't have to, you know, when there are night games, I can, and I want to go in the bedroom and chill, I can do that now. So
yeah,
that's going to be taken
care of. Not a lot of time, I'm guessing, for watching football in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, you could do both. You could do both. After I saw how much YouTube is charging a month.
That's right. Yesterday he did say he likes to lie still sometimes.
$82 a month for YouTube
TV. I had no idea. That's nuts.
Jesus.
Brings new meaning to a hospital ball.
Wow.
You got to pay the bills. How do you think the NFL is going to pay the bills?
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's expensive running a professional sports football league.
Damn, $82 a month?
Yeah.
Just for YouTube TV?
Yeah, but you get like it's basically like having a cable box.
No, because I don't get to watch. What about all those shows that might be on Hulu or something else? I can't watch
it. That's a different streaming service.
That's the problem, man. We need to go back to one channel. I mean, one box does it all.
But that's over $1,000 a year. Is my math correct there?
What? YouTube TV?
$82 a month.
So it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
So,
cable 960?
Cable was never that high.
No. And, I mean, nobody just has YouTube TV.
Right.
That's shocking. Because I was upset when it was like, you know, $250 for my, you know, whatever. Comcast? Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. But for Comcast, for internet and cable, it's $300.
A month.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that means you got the platinum package and you're getting everything though.
Right.
Then you're also still going and getting the Netflix, the Hulus, all of that.
But so you have to do that with 83 at YouTube TV anyway.
But I'm saying the 300 versus the 82, that's where you're making up your money. Like YouTube TV to me is the cable of you're getting at Comcast or these other brands.
But you have to pay, you know, I don't know, when you get standalone high-speed Wi-Fi, how much does that cost a month?
Depends on where you get
bucks.
It. Yeah. Ours is really cheap in our building.
And I think the thing that you get from the cable is that some of those shows that stream, like whether it's HBO or some of those other ones, you'll automatically get those shows if you have the platinum cable package. It's the ones that are like might be on Hulu, but even like with Peacock, I think if you got cable, you can get Peacock. So there's a lot of things.
If you have Xfinity internet or cable, they'll just give you Peacock.
There are a lot of things you can get. The YouTube, if you just have YouTube, and this is where you end up having to have YouTube, Hulu, Peacock and all that stuff ends up being $300 a month.
Yeah, I mean, visually, I like having the big box there with all the wires hanging out of it. I think I kind of like the way
aesthetically pleasing.
I like the way that
nothing
looks.
Worse.
But I will tell you one thing: this content right here, free.
Yeah,
and it sounds like it, but you can get it on the Odyssey app. You can get it on the iHeart app. You can listen on Spotify. You can stream it at WEEI.com.
You can watch it on YouTube like the game tonight.
We charge you nothing. You can watch it on Twitch. By the way, this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if you're diamond shopping or you are watch shopping this weekend, go to see Springer's in Portsmouth.
Get what you pay for.
That's right. All right, that's They Said It. The news with Courtney coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.